statement. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, his word will hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom and statement. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, will live liberty to all time. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prayer list: Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothead, Judy, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Ray Wackery, Lisa Chapman, Ernie Buck, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James Frantz, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, Jill and Jimmy Young, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Ken, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juan, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Jermaine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Addie, Allie, Caleb Morgan, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Bubb, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strontz, Glass Keating, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christian Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Taggett family, Rusty L, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, and Billy and Karen Fry. Is there anything to be added to what the list?
Can you please put Drake on that list?
Okay. What's his last name?
Clark.
Duh.
It's okay, Pat.
One of those days.
Two of his baby teeth pulled out. I mean, he ain't nothing. comfortable?
Yes, sir.
You got anything on your heart tonight, Rosa, before we come and pray?
I'm not here. What did you say? You have anything on your heart? Oh. Well, I wanted to say God for saving me. I wanted to say God for letting me come tonight. Thank you, Hank, for his blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, all can well, come and pray.
You just sat down.
Put your hands in your soft tonight.
And the Father, Lord, we thank you for another day, Lord, another day of life. Lord, we just thank you that you're so good to us and care about us, Lord. We just, Lord, thank you that there's nobody like you, Lord, no one to take care of us who knows what we need, Lord God, knows how to do for us, Lord, and work every situation, Lord, for our good and your glory. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you that you give your son to suffer and die and go through what he went through, Lord, to save old wicked sinners like us, Lord. Lord, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that you love us, Lord. We're glad that you're a good God, a caring God, Lord, compassionate and merciful, Lord. You don't deal with us, Lord, in the flesh, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We just praise you that our sins are gone, Lord, and that new man inside is born of you, Lord. I'm glad. Glad you just want us to know you, Lord. Want us to know you in your glory and your power, Lord. Want us to believe you and trust you that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord, that you're able to do anything, Lord. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We just pray for the service tonight, Lord. You touch our hearts, Lord, move in our hearts, open our eyes.
Jesus, reach to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus, sin taking, life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust Him more.
Amen. Amen.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free.
Waters of life there are flowing, and I
Sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Amen. I just want to ask the Lord to save me.
Amen.
Thanking Him for allowing me to be in the house.
Amen.
His house.
Yes.
I almost don't make it from me. And let go and say, go lay. He take care of me anyway. He knows my time. Hey, you are poor.
Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that flow my soul.
happen. Ain't no one, oh, he touched me and made me whole. As the world look on me, I struggle so long, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, in my heart they can see. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's a food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me, you Lord, and a fun family. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of me.
Okay, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. We're coming back to Romans chapter 8. We'll finish up tonight. Probably won't take long. It ain't but like three or four verses. Got four verses.
What's wrong?
Romans chapter 8.
What is the number of scripture?
shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hand to prayer first.
Lord, just thank you for your words, Lord. We thank you that you purchased us, Lord, with a great price. Lord, it cost you everything, Lord. Just glad that we're saved tonight, Lord. Just ask you to pour your spirit out on the preacher and help us, Lord. Touch us, move in our hearts, and strengthen us, encourage us, Lord, and make it the rest of the week, Lord. We praise you. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Starts out here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now I want you to think this minute. Can anyone in this church tonight think of anything that can separate us from the love of Christ?
No.
You know, the writer here, he lists all this stuff. Distress, persecution, famine, nakedness. You know, all this stuff he's listed through these last few verses. And they, you know, and one of them there is the principalities, the power, you know, the devil himself. Folks cannot separate us from God's love. And I'm going to lay something to you right here that you may not have thought about. Sin. Sin. Unforgiven sin can send us to hell. But you know what unforgiven sin can't do? It cannot separate us from the love of God. Because God yet loved us when we were yet sinners.
Yes.
Even when we were in our worst time, when we were lost, dying, and going to hell,
amen. Thank you.
God loved us.
Yep.
Now I want you to think about something. Think God loved all those people that's burning in hell right now?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, He does. And I can prove it to you. Because He gave His only begotten Son.
Amen.
Even for those that rejected Him.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Each person that is burning in hell tonight, that has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, God still loves them.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, we find it hard to believe that, well, if God loved them, why did He allow them to go to hell? He did not allow them to go to hell. They chose to go to hell. They chose in their ignorance because they did not believe that Jesus died on that old rugged cross, shed His blood for an atonement for the sins of mankind. That's what sent them to hell. You know, you hear, you know, especially from, you know, like TV ministers, that's trying to get you to send them their money. They're like, oh, God wouldn't send anybody anything. Those people they're gone. No. I don't know what Bible they're reading, but that ain't what my Bible says. My Bible tells me that those folks that are in hell, this is what's going to happen. They're in hell. They're burning there in hell. They're in torment.
Yes.
We have evidence out of that from chapter 16 of Luke. A man who is, through the power of Jesus, is crying from the belly of hell. Crying and saying, I'm thirsty. I'm in torment. Please tell my brothers not to come here.
Yep.
But it don't stop there. Mm-hmm. Those people will be called up in their bad judgment. And they will be judged.
Yep.
Their name will not be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mm-hmm. They will be picked up and they will be cast into a lake of fire. Hell itself, the devil, his demons, all those beasts, they're all going to be cast into that lake of fire that burneth forever and ever and ever, day and night, in torment. It's real. But God still loved them and sent his son to die for them. Breaks my heart tonight to know the church that people that I love. I've got loved ones that are there. And it breaks my heart knowing that they're there. And knowing that Jesus made a way for them not to have to be there. They don't have to be there. Nobody has to go to hell. God don't want nobody to go to hell. It probably did his heart good if the devil would even repent.
Yep.
Because God loves. And there is nothing that can take and separate us from that love.
Amen.
If he loved me when I was a lost, dying, born to hell sinner, you know he's going to love me now that I'm one of his children.
Amen.
It don't have to be that way, folks. It don't have to be that way. But they choose not to believe. The devil deceives and blinds their eyes. And their eyes are never opened. Even though the Holy Ghost of God is trying to show them Jesus. They get to that crossroads in life. And they simply say, no, I will not believe. Folks, I'm glad tonight that I believed.
Amen.
I'm glad that, you know, God loved me enough that he'd give the best that he had.
Amen.
No, he didn't come and say it fill stuff. You know, it wasn't, you know, the stuff nobody else wanted. He brought the bread back. He sent the best that he had.
Amen.
For an atonement for our sins. We wasn't worth it. But he did it anyway.
Amen.
Because he first loved us. When we were unlovable. When we went up with a bunch of old hateful heathens.
Amen.
That would just soon cuss God go on.
Yep.
He still loved us.
Amen.
And it's the same for those folks out there today, this lost. Mm-hmm. Them loved ones that we keep praying for. Mm-hmm. I'm glad God is patient and he's waiting. I know we're ready to get out of here. We're ready for the Lord to come back and get us.
Yep.
But you know, is it not worth one more day on this earth if one more can get in?
Amen. Yes.
That one more would miss heaven.
Yes.
Just for us waiting one more day. Amen.
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 Yes.
What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve.
Amen.
He not only created me, but he saved me.
Amen.
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 He's with me every waking moment. Every moment I'm asleep.
Amen.
Amen. He's with me.
Yes.
Each and every day. You don't say, well, I'll go stay with Had today and tomorrow I'll go see Joey. No, no, no. It don't work that way. He's with us all.
Amen.
All the time.
Yep.
Leading and guiding us through His Spirit. They're out here spending millions on lottery tickets to be rich. I ain't never bought one in my life and I'm rich.
Amen.
Without measure.
Amen.
The only reason why there ain't a quarter laying at my foot is because there's no quarter to put in that pocket for it to fall through that hole. But I'm still rich.
Amen.
I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
What more? I ask you, church, tonight, what more can we ask for than be that? You know what a child of the King is, don't you? It's a prince or a princess.
Lord of heaven.
Amen.
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 We have what He has.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So I got for tonight. I know it's short. But I wanted that little part to be separated from the rest of it because I mean, who can separate us from the love of God?
Amen.
My question is, now that I am, did I know that I am? Why would anybody ever want to be not with Him in love? Who
Amen.
Would want to be separated from Him? I don't. I've got hooked up with Him many years ago, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to get unhitched.
Amen.
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 You can stay hooked up.
Amen.
All right. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank You tonight for Your many blessings. Lord, we thank You for these words that You give us tonight. Lord, we just pray that these will sink in the hearts of the people. They would understand exactly what it is that You give them. Lord, I pray for somebody out there that's lost. Lord, that You would open their eyes today and let them see the true love that You can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Tell me, why do we put people on the prayer list? pray over.
My pastor.
Yep.
Right there behind us. Come on, shake his hand and tell him goodbye.
I'd be praying that sheriff would come down a little more.
Yes. And stay down.
I guess.
Yes, I will.
See if I'm home.
Don't y'all work too hard.
Yeah.
Tell him I hate.
Yeah.
I bet you preach. Oh, you know he's good.
I got to make a couple of phone calls real quick.
Okay.
Before it gets too late.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay. Hey Dale, this is Joey.
This is David.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed your call.
Are you fine? I forgot about being with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my getting up check today. And I get paid in the wind, that's on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the house to have my grass cut the grass down.
Oh, you need your grass mowed?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a fenced in backyard, right? Is there a gate? Yeah, is it got a gate where a lawnmower can get through?
Yeah, you might have to make sure you can get through there.
The walk through gate?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to block it there.
It's a 42-inch deck.
That's pretty wide.
Well, it's a couple inches shorter than 4 foot. 42 is about, it's about 3.5 foot.
That's probably a little small to do, isn't it?
Okay, if not, I just have a look. I can drive it through my gate. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, just got. Yeah, it's just a single gate.
Yeah.
It's a walk-through gate. Yeah, I'll see if I can get it through.
Okay.
You know, so you want me to get you scheduled in?
Yes, please.
Okay, now it might take at least 2 weeks to get things going. Because I'm still doing, you know, handyman work for at least another. I just have to see if I get a space somewhere, I'll come in. I'll come on. Okay. Because sometimes I have customers that cancel. It's like this week. You know, I scheduled somebody for... Oh. Yeah, I scheduled somebody for 3 days and only worked one. So, you know, the other 2 days I was able to fill in something else.
Yeah. And how much did you say? $50 a cut?